Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. Well, David, it's been kind of a frozen week. It looks like that the thaw has set in, and it's going to be a fairly nice week to get out and about. I hope you survived the big polar vortex of earlier in the week.
Well, as long as the sun's shining, I feel pretty good.
Well, the sun will be shining some this weekend, I hope, and you can maybe I'll encourage you to go out and see some live music or some entertainment around the area. The Steep Canyon Rangers and Sam Bush in the house this weekend over at the Orange Peel. Tonight's show, tickets are still available for that show, and then on Saturday it is sold out at the Orange Peel, so you can't get into the Saturday show, but you should still be able to get in and go down and see the standing room show tonight at the Orange Peel. Steep Canyon Rangers, really one of Western North Carolina's great music success stories. Their profile was only boosted by hooking up with Steve Martin, and but Steve won't be on this show. It'll just be the Rangers, and it should be a good one.
Sam Bush enjoys being on the stage and performing.
Love Sam Bush. I've seen him play a number of times over the years. He's been a regular visitor to Western North Carolina over the last couple of decades. So that'll be a good one tonight at the Orange Peel. Also, up at White Horse Black Mountain, they're celebrating their fifth anniversary tonight with the big all-star show. Our good friend B.J. Lederman, a writer of the theme music of so many of the great NPR programs, he'll be there. David Holt, our good friend, multiple Grammy winner, will be up there. And David Lamont's going to be there in Free Planet Radio. Michael Jeffrey Stevens, the Celtic band Belfast Boys, Bob Hinkle, his wife Kim Hughes, and more, I'm sure, will be performing at White Horse tonight. And that's going to be a great concert there. It's certainly a milestone to reach 5 years in the entertainment business. A lot of clubs don't ever make it that far. And those folks up there in Black Mountain have really done a great job in promoting music in Western North Carolina. You know, I heard in a couple weeks ago, we're riding the Lazoom party bus, a holiday version of it through town, and the Cracktones were playing on that bus. And that band is going to be on stage tonight at Jack of the Wood at 9 o'clock. Jason Kreckel and the boys doing that surf rock sound. That is going to be a fun show this evening at Jack of the Wood. Tomorrow night, the Asheville Jazz Orchestra playing at 9 p.m. at White Horse Black Mountain. So, a few musical things that you can get into. How do you feel about comedy, David? I mean, I guess you could say this program is a comedy, wouldn't you say?
Well, some days it's funny, and other days it's not so funny.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that Julie Scoggins will be funny tonight when she plays with Cliff Cash, both comedians, and they'll be at 7 and 9:30 tonight at the Mill Room, 66 Ashland Avenue. One of Asheville's more recent arrivals on the entertainment scene. And, you know, the comedy scene has really just, it's very hot in Asheville. There's an awful lot of comedy that's going on around here. So
you have a good sense of humor.
I'd like to. I mean, you got to have a good sense of humor to be on the radio, the two of us to be on the radio together.
What's that line, Elvis Costello? I used to be disgusted, now I'm just amused.
Well, I guess so.
All right.
Love me some Elvis Costello, but that's a whole other story. Well, if you're missing any of this stuff that we're going through, don't worry about it. We put it down in the Asheville Citizen Times, in our Asheville Scene Culinary and Entertainment Magazine, online at AshevilleScene.com, and free boxes around town, and, of course, in your paper this morning. Now, you know, Asheville Vaudeville is back tomorrow night, and the Asheville Vaudeville Company will be performing monthly for the next few months. They got four monthly performances coming up down at the Toy Boat, 101 Fairview Road, right next to French Broad Brewing. And there'll be some very interesting stuff down there, juggling, magic, even a little razor swallowing. So that'll be a fun thing to do tomorrow night. And that brings us around to the movies. Have you been to see a motion picture, David?
Not in a little bit.
Well, I went out to see Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones, the fifth of those movies. I think I said last week it was the fourth. I've lost track. It's actually the fifth of the Paranormal Activity movies, and it's just run completely out of steam. However, there are some good movies on the screen this weekend, too. Brand new Her, I'll put that at the top of the list. Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson in a voice-only performance about a shy writer who falls in love with his computer program. It's just a really brilliant film. You can see it at the Biltmore Grand, the Carolina Asheville, at the Carmike. I saw this movie back in December, I guess it was, August, Osage County, when it played at the Asheville Cinema Festival. And it is on a big screen at the Biltmore Grand, the Carolina Asheville. Meryl Streep, the great Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts, Sam Shepard, just an all-star cast of performers in the story of a strange family pulled together in a health emergency. It's a really good one. Inside Llewyn Davis, about a failed 1960s folk singer who just can't get a break. You know what? I didn't really like this movie, but I'm about the only person in the country who didn't. It's gotten like a 95% approval rating. And I know our own Chip Kaufman didn't care for it either, because we both saw it at a screening. But well, we might have been the only two people in the free world who didn't absolutely adore this film. Everybody I've spoken to who's seen it loved it. And you can check it out yourself at the Fine Arts of the Carolina Asheville. Lone Survivor, Navy SEAL team assigned to get a notorious Taliban terrorist. And finally, The Legend of Hercules in 3D.
The Legend of Hercules in 3D. Sounds like a throwback to the 50s.
Well, it does, doesn't it? But we'll see what that one's like.
Lots of good movies, lots of great music, a big weekend of entertainment ahead. Tony, thank you very much.
So long, everybody.